Ok.
We're gonna,
yeah, let's go this way. Of course, the temple, you saw the pujari.
Yes, yes.
Upstairs you went?
Yes, and all these.
And here's Tulsi Devi.
Oh.
Tulsi's in there. I'm sorry. The greenhouse.
What is this for us?
This is the heating system for the temple.
Oh.
And for Tulsi.
And it's wood as well.
It's wood. Everything is wood because that's how we heat. Let's see if we can go over here. And
if.
Really.
Both places.
Just be careful you don't slip. Go here. Anyway, that's a greenhouse. No, flowers are outside. Flowers are all up here. But that's why I'm trying to see if it's open. If it's open, we can go in. This is our cold storage.
Oh, not into the hill.
And
it's locked so nobody will make anything.
Van Kucha. Oh, there's the key. It's really hard to figure that one out. Okay. Yeah. And this goes all under the hill. It's huge. It's, watch your step. It's bigger than the temple room. And so, you know, we have a, because self-sufficiency in this kind of climate doesn't work like in India where you got multiple seasons. You only have one season here. So fresh produce, you can't get all year round. And, but this is where we store.
Like jars of
things. Yeah, it's called Befit in Hungarian. And everything is not canned, but bottled. I don't know what that's called in English. Preserves. So, fruit, vegetables, see, look, this is Corella.
Corella.
I think this is so beautiful.
And this stays at 10 degrees. Summer, winter, it's all the same temperature.
You obviously researched how to make a cold
sore. We take advice from the old people in the village.
Oh.
No, you can't. You can buy things, but you can't take anything.
My birthday today, Maharaj.
Huh?
My birthday today.
Oh, then double price. Supposed to be feeding the Brahmins. You should be paying for our lunch. Well, I won't even ask you how. I won't ask you how old you are.
No,
not anyway, so away from Raga, back to over here, and then that's what these three are. I don't. This must be some kind of preserve. This may be. It looks like pear.
Do they put dates on
them?
This is like
no.
Yeah,
this is like compost.
Yeah, that's what we have.
And then fruits, vegetables. That's Corella. And you know, things like certain types of vegetables you keep in a big pile of sand.
Yeah,
you store them.
Root vegetables,
carrots, and beetroot.
So we have three of these.
Oh,
and this is vaulted ceiling. It's a
vaulted ceiling. Did you build this?
We had it built.
You had it built.
Corella. Can't you see? So that's, you know, that's the self-sufficiency in this part of the world, is you have to cook. And in Hungary, what they typically did, they had what they called a summer kitchen, which means that they would cook outside. Uh-huh. And they would just set up outside, and they would just cook nonstop. And often, you know, these villages, the whole village would do it, and then they would do it communally. And
for the preserves, that is.
Whatever.
The jams.
Jams, or they just... please, yeah.
They must like that you go to them for advice, you know, to get their knowledge. And
yeah, otherwise we'd be starving to death.
I know. Well, where are the other two?
Here. There and there. So, yeah, they're the ones who taught us in the beginning how to do things. They appreciate it because they're also happy to do it because it's the thing that they used to do, but now it's all being replaced. And of course they never did bullocks, they did horses, they worked with horses. I'm not sure all the details. They'll know. And then that's what the deities are more self-sufficient than the devotees, because they don't complain as much. More or less and we're going. You know, Radisham, what they eat with the crow, and yeah. That's all they eat.
But it's wonderful, they just eat the local.
Except for things like rice and so on. So when we, when we came here, there was nothing here. There was, there was a barn just a little over from where that thing is, and that burned down. But it was an old barn, and that's what the men lived in on the first year when we were here.
Did you have a caravan as well?
I was still living out of a motorhome at that time. Yeah, yeah. So I would. No, I was the one who lived in luxury. Motorhome was.
And as far as now,
New Brajadharma is all set up. If you see Nava Brajamayama, we can talk a little more there. But this is. This is called what's the Shantaka? Anyway, this is Giriraj, and on the south tip of Giriraj, so I'll remember the name afterwards. But this is the place of Sudarshan Chakra.
Hello.
So this is where Nimbarkacharya lived in Vrindavan for many hundreds of years. And then you'll see these little, as I mentioned, all we're setting up so that all of the houses have either a temple, mostly samadhis, acharya samadhis, and that so they take care of them. This is Vishaka Kund over there, and the pond. Yeah, all the households. Yeah, and it's there. They clean it. They don't have to make an offering, and that way at least they're servant of that particular acharya, and that's their meditation. And this is Seva Kunj and Niruvan. And that's the Ranga Mahal. And Nandagram is the Goshala. We have a nice hill over there. I was looking forward to taking up on top of the hill. And Yeah. Oh, it's beautiful. It's a five hill Varshana. And Nandagram Varshana we built. Then you saw Radha Ramana's. And Prabhupada says, I don't know if ever you've been to the actual Gantuligram. It's on the other side of Giriraj. But it's Prabhupada says where they say Radha and Krishna first met. Uh-huh. And it's where in Chaitanya Charitamrita you read about it, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because that's where Gopal, when the Muslims came, he came from on top of the hill and he stayed at Gantoli, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed there for 3 days. So, and it's also a place where they play, it was the sort of official place demarked by Nanda Maharaj for playing holy.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
So what will be coming up?
I don't know what they're going to put in. Sometimes wheat, sometimes farina, sometimes different things. Okay. They turn, you know, we have more ground than we can work, but this, they just, you just missed it 2 days ago. Uh-huh. They were, it was the Bullocks did all that.
Oh, the Bullocks, okay.
Yeah. So they do a lot of work. This is, these are plum trees over there. And phenomenal plum, huge, enormous. This is not, this is, I don't know what it's called, it's a black, it's like a blackberry, but goes on a tree. And these are cherries. Everything's edible. These are all. We planted everything. There were no trees here, nothing. This was all sort of grazing land. That's why I said it's not. Huh?
Did you document, like, in photos, the development?
Well, not, we have quite a bit. Maybe I'll even show you from my computer. Like I said, that was Rupa Goswami. Asasaki lives there. That's the head pujari's place. And, of course, that's the Brahmacharini Ashram. Over here, Sharat Bihari, she's the head seamstress. Yeah. And then down there is... Oh, no, we have to go down there because you haven't seen the parrots.
No!
My parrot project.
Your parrot project. You have a monkey project?
No, monkeys.
No monkeys?
No monkeys. And I didn't want, you know, it would be so nice to have peacocks, but I had such bad experience with them in Inishrat that
I just...
Huh? Well, you guys wanted to go all around. No... We're going to go see the parrot. You can go in there.
We're going to go see peacocks. All right.
A parrot. Not peacocks. No peacocks. Then.
No peacocks.
We have foxes here.
There's foxes.
And they'll just go here.
No. It's just that the peacocks are so soil. They're so... And you know, because they're so proud, they'd hang around the temple and they'd poo all over the place.
Right.
That's Jiva Goswami Samadhi.
Yeah.
There, actually, on the other side of your guest house, that's Prabhupada Samadhi. That's Krishna. That's actually Krishna Balaram Mandir, the guest house. Did you have a cold shower?
Upstairs.
Because you didn't heat up the hot water.
She did.
You have to let it run.
I know.
This is self-sufficiency. You wanted to live in New Vrindavan. You'd have really gotten your share if you went there. Over here. Turn it the other way. Turn around, turn the other way, turn against the wind. Milyen ócska dolgok, now pull it down. This is Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur Samadhi. This is Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. And we'll go back here. This is Partha. He's in charge of our gardening and everything, parks. Okay, but you got to be quiet, otherwise you'll scare them and they'll go in. Especially Raga.
What did I do?
Just don't say anything. Want to see them.
I just had a good calendar, okay?
They went in, but they're all in there. First we got, the year before last, we got a mother and father, and now there's about 15 of them. And now we're going to get another, like this here. So the idea is that, you know, they can live outside. They'll live through the winter. Yeah, so that's the idea. We'll train them, and we'll feed them, and then we'll have parrots here. Maybe they'll get rid of the big crows.
Do you have Maharaj? Right now, how many do you have?
About 15.
Are they sleeping? They're sleeping.
Huh? No, they're not sleeping. They just went in because they're shy. Alexander parrots. They're called Alexander parrots. Yeah. After Alexander the Great.
Oh, there you go. I love it.
We were hearing them and we were trying to figure out what the sound was. There they are.
Yeah. They're Vrindavan parrots.
They're Vrindavan parrots.
They're the same.
Yeah, Radharani's parents.
Yeah.
Radharani's parents.
Yeah.
Well, we got Shuka.
Didn't you write about
Shuka? Yeah.
Vrindavan in a Gita.
Shuka and Shari are the mother and father. So we'll have a lot. Next year we'll let. Oh, that's Partha.
He's the parrot man.
He's the parrot man. He's in charge of all the grounds and everything as well.
Responsible for your garden as well?
No.
He didn't do that garden by years.
No.
Somebody else.
Yeah, he doesn't do gardening, but he just oversees it.
He's the manager.
Yeah. I had them in my house for a little while, but when this was going on night and day, so it was time to move.
Did you have them in a cage in your house, or were they?
Yeah, no. Fly out the door when you open the door.
And you have a bird box on this weeping willow as well.
Yeah.
Who lives in the bird box?
Birds. I have birds also. Let's go. So it's anyway, next year, hopefully they'll be out, and then after that. Yeah, and they'll stay because we'll feed them. Hopefully they'll stay. And they're used to being, and some of them will stay inside and we'll continue to let them breed.
Yeah.
Well, when I was in the hospital, and that was like one of the worst winters in England, that was 3 years ago, and there were these, I was watching, the parrots were living in the trees and snow, and they were going on.
All of a sudden you hear the sound of the dove.
very hardy. I mean, they live in the Himalayas. Well, that was one of the ideas that they're going to intimidate the crows that we got here. We got a real... They go after other birds. Namegyot Mongo. Igen, mert sose nem csinálták. They're very nice, the mangoes. It's down that way. It's a good kilometer away. It's a 10 minute. Yeah, well, that's a 10 minute walk. But it's right against the wind, and it's an icy wind. It's not that. That's north. It's coming from Russia. Jai Prabhupada. Yeah, we wouldn't be able to talk in peace. We'd always be blown around. Oh yeah, especially grains. Well, we distribute Megia drink to these galmas. Okay.